But Bolt was quite gracious in defeat.
Well, he was, you know, I mean, that's what you would expect from him, really. He's been gracious, and he's been so positive for the sport in every respect, since he burst onto it some years ago, you know. So, yes, I thought he handled himself extremely well. You were always watching for that, and he did handle himself extremely well. And it was unfortunate that Gatlin won on the night. I mean, obviously, it was a race that possibly Coleman could have won at the young US lab, and we would have certainly been happier. But it was the villain versus the good guy, and the villain won us on this occasion.
Well, turning to an Irish slant on things, a disappointment for Mark English, obviously. Thomas Barr getting a little bit of luck, it appears, and so he's through to the semi-finals in the 400 metres, and he'll feel that he can probably improve.
Well, that's what he's saying, anyhow, and he's saying that he can improve, and he's also saying that he is in better shape than he showed this morning. You know, I mean, he's coming to these championships, the first championships that he's going to be tested in since the Rio Olympics. And, you know, he was so close to a medal in Rio, and, you know, there was always the chat about the next time. And the next time is now, the next time is this morning, the next time is tomorrow. So, I mean, you know, he didn't indicate this morning, quite honestly, that he's going to be shooting for it'll come the final, if indeed he gets to the final of the 400 metre hurdles. He was lucky this morning. You know, there was a disqualification, and he could end on the basis of that disqualification as a rightful qualifier for to qualify. So no, he didn't impress this morning.
And elsewhere, well, Mick Clossy, 22nd overall in the men's marathon. He set a season's best time at 2 hours 16 minutes and 31. So that was a pretty decent performance.
It was a decent performance, and you know, that's where he's at. You know, that's roughly where he's at, and a good performance. You know, a few days before the Olympics last year, he got sick. It's a story you hear often about people that get sick. It's an excuse, but on that occasion, certainly wasn't an excuse. So I'm glad he got back to the world stage, and he got an opportunity here, and that he did quite well this morning. So he's pretty happy with that. The other guy, Sean Hare, is not happy. He's devastated. He had a terrible bad run, and you know, there's really no talking when that situation arises. So he wasn't all that happy. So that's the way it goes, you know. Yeah, just good and bad, and that's it.
And Claire McCarthy still out in the course in the women's marathon, and Brian Gregan this evening. Well, he's in the semi-finals in the men's 400 metres. Just how well can he do, Patsy?
Well, he has to approach this. I just talked to him about maybe three quarters of an hour ago. I'm not involved with the marathon people. I decided to go with Barr this morning, and I'll bring, in an hour's time, I'll bring Gregan to the track. So basically, he's got to go for a performance, really, and he's probably going to go have a look at his time then whenever that's all over. He'd be very, very, very unlucky to get, he'd be very, very unlikely to get to the final. So, you know, he did a very good race yesterday. He did extremely well yesterday. It's the second fastest time ever in his life. He was the sixth fastest in his heat. He finished third. So he was pretty high and buoyant about the whole thing yesterday. Now this is a different challenge. It's the semi-final of a world championship, and he's got to probably hold, you know, the whole tactics this evening will be to hold himself a little bit for the final push over the last 100 metres. Sometimes in the past he's blew that opportunity because he went out too fast and he had nothing left. So tonight, a different approach, and hopefully let's see what it brings. But certainly a performance. He needs and he would like to produce a performance, and the performance for him would be a good time, really.
Yeah, just what is it, 11 Irish competitors, and it shows just the quality and the competition at this level. To qualify for a final really is a major achievement.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, that's all that people really need to understand back at home. People even in athletics need to understand, and I don't think they do, Chris. And it can be frustrating when I'm in the firing line here and I'm in the middle of it all, you know, and I do understand, and I do understand exactly the point you're making. And a lot of people in Irish athletics and in Irish sport do not understand, the level of performance that it takes. And therefore, when you say that, you know, you You know, you look back at some of the great performances like Coughlin's and winning the world title in Helsinki. You look at Sanya and people like that, and you realize they were unbelievable performances. And we don't have, and of course Rob Heffernan, and who will compete at the end of this week, next Sunday, in fact. And you know, he's probably our best bet for a medal here. And basically, people just—I would like to think people could try and understand that that level of performance that it takes to move on through a round, to a semi-final, to a final, and if you, if ever in a lifetime you had an athlete from our small country that would be good enough to shoot for a medal, as they did, that would be unbelievable.
Yeah, as you mentioned there and allude to, you know, we're only a country of 4.5 million, and when you're on the world stage, we're small fry.
Well, we're small fry in a sport in which 210 countries compete. You know, that's it, and I'm not using that as an excuse, and it's not an excuse, but it is the reality. And yes, it's difficult. I have to say it's difficult. Obviously, we could, you know, maybe we could do things better. Maybe we could put more money into the sport. Maybe we could do a lot other structural situations. Maybe we could bring in more coaches. There are many things possibly that we could do in maybe 7 or 8 years, and it would take that for us. And that's a long approach to take, but that's probably what it would take to have a few athletes that would really kick in at this level.
Yeah. Just interesting to maybe get your views, Patsy, on some of the Irish records or lack of records being broken. Ray Flynn was in Letterkenny not so long ago, and we've quite a number of records that have stood for a considerable period of time. And you know, you wonder, I mean, there has been a lot more investment and plenty of people coming through, but you've guys there who have records dating back 10, 15, 20, 25 years.
Yes, absolutely. You know, that's very true, and Ray Flynn's point is good. And I think, you know, to be honest with you, Chris, it's an indication in some ways of maybe of our society. This is the big debate. I mean, obviously, the question you've just asked, I mean, there are a whole lot of answers to it, but it's possible that, you know, that we're not as... And you also made the point that you know, there has been more investment. Of course there's been more investment, but maybe we have got softer. Maybe we're not as tough as we were. Maybe as a nation, maybe as a people, we're not the people that we were. And maybe the hard work's not been done. And I do hear that quite a lot. You know, even in the Donegal scene, you know, our just take the distance runners. You know, we're not as good as we were, and yet there are thousands running. You know, and that's just one example.
Yeah, and ironically, you know, you go back to the days when Danny McDade was making the headlines. There wasn't a lot of sports science and nutritional coaches and dietitians out there, and now we have them left, right, and centre.
No, I stood in a tent this morning having exactly this conversation about us, about too comfortable and softness were words that were used in the conversation, and interesting. The physio I was having the conversation with is a physio with the county GAA team back in Ireland, and we were having exactly that conversation. I think we're just maybe sometimes I think we're doing too much for some of these athletes, but there's a fine balance, obviously, and they need to take more responsibility sometimes for themselves, I do believe. And I also then had the conversation with a British team coach then afterwards, you know, just because it was in my mind and we were talking, and he kind of said the same. One of the things that has been, it's a positive or it's a negative, is even in terms of support that's been given to them, to athletes now, there's questions about that, you know. I mean, is there another way to do this? And when you're here and you're in an environment with, you know, countries that don't have any investment, like we have, and their approach is possibly a little bit different, it does make you think. It does, definitely makes you think. But you know, you've opened up an absolutely brilliant conversation, and we don't have time to deal with it today, but it's relevant. It's absolutely relevant, and I do think we've got a bit soft.
These world championships, Patsy, maybe haven't quite sort of ignited public opinion like some others. We need heroes like Bolt coming through, don't we?
All we need, look, I said it yesterday on the air to Kenny, I was talking to Americans yesterday, and it's, you know, we were so grateful to have, we were so lucky as a sport to have Bolt. I think, you know, we would be in worse shape as a sport, and the perspective that people would have of us and the interest people would have in the sport only for Bolt. He was a personality. He had personality, and he was an unbelievable clean athlete. And, you know, we were lucky to have him at the time. And he's gone now, and basically he will run the relays. He confirmed this morning that he will run the relays at the weekend for Jamaica. He normally doesn't run the relays, the heats of the relays, that is. He will run the heat of the relay. But the other interesting thing that has happened here in London, and indeed, is the stadium is full. A million tickets have been sold. There are thousands upon thousands of the different gates queuing. The streets this morning for the marathon were jammed, and, you know, maybe, I don't know, hundreds of thousands, whatever, on the streets. I mean, it's there's an interest there, but people, I think what happened was people didn't believe what they were seeing, and they were absolutely right not to believe what they were seeing. And even a person like myself who used to sit in front of the television and watch athletics, I stopped watching athletics at that level. And, you know, and yet I'm in it at that level. And that's sad when that happens, because the sport got a bad name, really. And it's they're working very, very hard to clean it up. And unfortunately, then, something like last night, Gatlin won the 100 metres, a guy who was banned on two separate occasions. And it has to be said that, you know, to the defence of the IAAF, the world governing body, that they did endeavour to ban him for 8 years. And they, for whatever reason, legal reasons or whatever constraints that were on them, they weren't able to do so. And Cole came out this morning and said that, you know, he doesn't take any great pride in Gatlin winning a 100 metres. Nobody takes pride in it. And they had to change, just as an interesting aside, which is a very educated public here in England and in London, is that they have changed the medal ceremony tonight for the 100 metres. They've changed it now to the start of the programme rather than later in the programme, because they're just scared of the reaction when he goes on the podium. And they're scared of the fact that when the American National Anthem has been played, and it's no disrespect to the American National Anthem, but when Gatlin is up there, I saw a circular that just came around this morning asking people not to boo. And, you know, but, you know, that will probably happen. And yet, to kind of not have the same impact, they brought the podium ceremony forward so that to maybe cut the percentage of impact, you know. So that's kind of sad. But the other positive is, and I have to say it, is the stadium is full. Many tickets have been sold. The sport is still there, still strong, and Bolt was very, very important to that sport.
Yeah. And finally, Patsy, two more questions. One, what's up next for Mark English? And secondly, what are you looking forward to in the rest of the championships?
Well, I'm looking forward to, you know, you have to look forward to, first of all, I'll take my own, the question about me, what I'm looking forward to. I'm just looking forward to tonight, to next hour, I leave the hotel with Brian Gregan and see, can he do a performance? I'm looking forward to Thomas Barr, can he move out of the semi-final to the final? But most particularly, I'll wait and see how Rob Heffernan will do when he returns to the Mall. You will remember he finished fourth on the Mall in the Olympic Games, and it was that kind of picture of me and him after the race, and the fact that he was crying, and that he just had missed an Olympic medal, and the background to it was that we knew that the Russian was a doper, and basically, you know, it was hard to take, and he was obviously since banned, and Rob did get his medal but didn't get it on the day, so he returns next weekend. I'm looking forward to that, and I'm looking forward to the fact that he's getting that opportunity. Mark English's plans are to go to the World University Championships in Taiwan. He'll leave on the 17th of August to those championships, so I just had lunch with him, and I asked him one question, was his championships are over, and I gave him the option if he wished to return early to Ireland to work on his preparation and leave the camp whenever it was. So he's away to consider that, and he's meeting Joe and the family are here, so he'll probably talk about that.